Truman on the line, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm having hell.
What's the trouble?
Well, I got a little bit in the Congress, a little bit with the Indochina, the Vietnamese, and a little bit all over the country, and I just thought I'd call you and try to get a little advice and a little inspiration. And I've been reading history and saw how much hell you had, and you handled it pretty good, and I just thought maybe I could learn something from you.
Well, I think you're handling it pretty good, too.
No.
Particularly well pleased with the way you handled all those things. I don't see anything that you've got anything to worry about at all. You know how to do it, and I know you can do it.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, and my problem is kind of like what you had in Korea. I talked to Clark Clifford today at lunch.
Yeah.
We just looked back over what you did and how you handled it, and I got a letter I wrote you the day afterwards when I was a young senator, and I said, I think what you've done is wonderful, and I want to tell you that I'm behind you in whatever you do. As before, old Bob Taft got up on the floor and started raising hell about you ought to have a resolution or something. But I'm going to send you a copy of that letter tomorrow. Clark Clifford and I were talking about it today at lunch, and I got him to read me a copy of it. But I want to ask you, all I know to do out there is what I am doing, and I think when they go in and kill your boys, you got to hit back, and I'm not trying to spread the war, and I'm not trying to...
You bet you have. You bust them in the nose every time you get a chance, and they understand that language better than any other kind.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, and if any time you feel like it, can or want to, I'd like to have you come up here and spend a night with me.
All right, I'll see if I can't do that.
You talk to Miss Bess, and maybe you might come up over the weekend if you feel like it. We might go to church on George Washington's birthday out here at his church where you went once before. But I don't want to overtire you. I'm still going to come see you first time I can get away.
Well, I'd be glad to see you anytime.
And if you feel like it,
I'll see if I can arrange this other thing.
Well, if you can, I'll just send a plane out for you and pick you up over the weekend. You can spend the weekend in the White House. We get Margaret and her husband down. All you need to do, nobody needs to see you. You don't have to make any presentation. Don't have to raise any hell. We just go in and we'll have a drink or two together, and then we'll go to church.
I'll see what I can do.
If you feel like it. If you don't,
well,
why?
I haven't been feeling very well.
I know that, and I don't want a problem. You know I know that. You told me the other day when I talked to you, and I don't want to tax you, but I always want you to know that I need your counsel and I love you.
Well, that's mutual, and I'm glad to give you whatever experience I've had, although you know it as well as I do.
No, I don't.
I think you're on the right track. I can't see anything wrong with it at all.
In case you feel like it and up to it and take an hour or so, and you and Ms. Truman, if you want to, I'll send a jet plane out for you over the weekend or any time you want to.
Well, I'll keep you informed.
And if you feel like it, call me. If you don't, I'll just know that you don't need to call me, and we won't say anything about it.
I'll call you later and let you know exactly how the situation is.
That's fine. Good. Give Miss Bess my love.
I'll sure do it.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.